Obviously still early, but can you please just share with me what the 2 Deep is like in your eyes at with your guys?
Well, of course, Daytwan is leading the pack, and he did that, you know, throughout the spring. And then behind him is Zach Craig with Larry. Larry Stevens is in the mix as well there. And then on the other side, trying to replace Markel, Lavachie and Shamil are running neck and neck. In the last couple of days, Shamil's gotten a few more reps and has really capitalized on those opportunities. So it's like I told him at the end of the spring, hey, it's a competition in the spring, it's a competition in the fall. And even though I say D-Lo right now is out front, the minute somebody starts to produce and they surpass him, well, they'll be rolling with the first team. So that's kind of the way it's looking now. But I'm really pleased with kind of for injuries and insurance purposes, we've moved Larry over to have him work with the safeties. Not a permanent move, but he's done a good job of stepping up and showing some physicality and probably ability to be able to play safety.
What have you seen from Shamil Gary's game that you like?
Well, you know, what I did with all these guys, I kind of got with them and told them what I thought their strengths and weaknesses were. And what I see out of him is he has experience. He has football savvy. He's an aggressive player. He, off the field, studies just as much as anybody in our program. And the fact that he came here with a little bit of experience, that's exciting for us.
Kind of same question for Zach Craig.
Well, the thing I like about Zach is he has really good size. He can run. What we try to do is we try to keep him in the situations where we don't overload him with learning different positions, which you kind of got to be transitional when you operate. But we try to keep him in one position, and as we've done that, he's more aggressive. He lets his physical attributes, speed, jumping ability, he got to continue to work on his ball skills. But the things that he's really good at when he's able to play and not do a lot of thinking, then he does a good job for us.
You know, and last question here is, what is your view of what an ideal safety is? How would you coach him up to be, you know, kind of what you're looking for?
Well, one of the things that we talk about within the group is we want to be ball attackers. We want to attack the ball in the air. We talked today about your reactions. Either you're going to have an aggressive reaction or you're going to have a passive reaction. Within every play, when the point of attack comes, you're either going to be aggressive or you're going to be passive. And there's actually two types of players. There's the aggressive one and there's the passive one.